JR was a little bit like, what do you mean? There's nothing you want to do. So there's no party or anything. We bought a piece of shortcake, which JR likes to call spring cake.
That's what I've heard it called. I think I heard it called like spring, either spring cake or spring fling cake.
I'm sure it's probably Poodle McNoodle's favorite cake.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sure it's probably Poodle McNoodle's favorite cake.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4726. The BFO for Fall White. The 20th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all gonna tell you all about my day, and we're gonna have voice letters and social questions. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well. Y'all, your Springers today. Big Fatty, shall we call him Jerry? No, not Jerry Springer. Y'all, it is the spring equinox. And y'all, that means it in the northern hemisphere. It is the first day of spring, not meteorological spring. That's the 1st of March, but this is the spring equinox, so it's the first day of spring. Y'all, I believe it starts sometime after 10 a.m. in the morning here in Fat Acres, but I'm not 100% sure. But it doesn't really matter. No, Big Fatty, nothing you say really matters. It's true. But, y'all, I will say... since my yard guy came on Tuesday, y'all, I haven't had any falling leaves or anything, and the plants are beginning to bud, and you can see new growth and all. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just like it was springtime in Germany. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, with Miss Beaver's second cousin twice removed, you know, that Michael in Stuttgart. Yes, and Henrik. Yes, Big Fatty, the old gingers come to sprout. Oh, Big Fatty, that may have sounded ugly, vulgar, and not ugly, but vulgar. So, y'all, I hope you do something fun for your first day of spring or first day of fall in the southern hemisphere. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, before I get to the celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend, y'all, I learned on Thursday morning, y'all, that the 19th was a veritable Virgo's grandfather or great-grandfather's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, Just me, I know of 7 people that were born on March the 19th. Yes, Big Fatty, Juneteenth. Let the fucking begin. Well, I guess. But y'all, this weekend, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's on Saturday, and y'all, I met this person once here in Charleston. He and his husband at the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all, just as nice as they could be. Y'all used to decorate a lot for the crema and the gay crema. I don't know if they still do that. Don't even know if he still listens. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Stacy in Hillsboro, North Kakalaki. Big Fatty, we love Stacy in the Hillsboro, North Kakalaki. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Stacy on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of spring.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all got another gash report since I spoke to you yesterday. Y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, reports that in Tuscon, Arizona, y'all, $3.95 a gallon. So, more than moose and less than Dr. Stone. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet it goes up higher. Probably so. So y'all, since I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip stopped by. He came to get his food out of my icebox to put in his new Frigidaire. And y'all, he brought me his cracker pot because he has a big old cracker pot. And you know, I bought boiled peanuts kit at the Von's East, and y'all, mine worked okay, but it really, I wanted to try it in his, because he had such a large capacity cracker pot, and so y'all, I put the, because it you put the bag of the peanuts and the seasonings in with a gallon of water, and you turn it on high and cook it for 12 hours and turn the bag about every 2 to 4 hours. And so, y'all, I got it going and everything, and turned it up until when I went to bed. And y'all got up on Thursday morning, and y'all turned the bag over again because, part of it was not under the water overnight, even though most of it had sunk. So there wasn't much that wasn't under the water, and just turned it off and let it sit there for a couple of more hours. But y'all, on hump day night, y'all, I watched the news, the NBC news with Tom Yamas, who is on assignment or vacay, or perhaps he's fallen and he can't get up. Yes, Big Fatty. Watched that, and y'all, then I had the wheel on and I was playing the Candy Crush. And which, by the way, Holly and Casey, they sent me something about the mechanicals trying to understand what I was saying when I said the Candy Crush, and y'all, I've forgotten what it is, but it doesn't matter. They said it, and let's see. And y'all, I got a notification on my Apple clock that the Apple clock would try to update overnight. Well, y'all, it's not going to do that because it's got to be on the charger and it's on my arm overnight. So y'all, that meant that everything else needed to be updated. So I updated and absorbent iPad. And I haven't done the Apple Snack TV yet, but and the computer that y'all don't want to do the update because it's gonna disable my different things like my Levelator and my Audio City and just several other things. y'all, goodness gracious, we need to have something to levelate this crap. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I will say, I was bragging yesterday about, I'm getting a huge amount of money from the taxes. And y'all, in yesterday afternoon's mail, y'all, I got my bill for my homeowner's insurance, and that's gonna eat up about 25% of my huge refund. y'all also got my monthly charge for my pest control services. Y'all, they double charged me, so I had to call them. But anyway, y'all, I watched the Jeopardy, and then I watched the Survivor. Y'all, it was a good episode of the Survivor. I won't tell you who went home, but I wasn't surprised, but this person may have been. But anyway, y'all, and then I slept like a baby. Y'all got up on Thursday morning, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, came home for just a little respite, and then I was off to senior size class, came back here to the villa, and y'all, I had one of those, Brofkas burritos that I bought. I had one of those. I had the sausage, egg, and cheese one, and y'all, it was really pretty good. I cooked it in the Aya fryer, and got all crispy and everything. And y'all, then I've watched The Price is Right, and then y'all, it was time. It was time for the sports ball tournament to start, and so I was watching that, and I said, no, you need to record the little show, because y'all, I've only got a few more hours before Granny gets here, and we go to the dancing. Y'all, speaking of the dancing, got up on Thursday morning, and fired up the Grin Doctor, and y'all, there was this a very chiseled upper body on there, and y'all, they were wearing sweatpants, and they were monogrammed sweatpants, and it says DWT in big letters on the side, and the rest of it went around the leg, and then it said Tour. And so y'all, it's somebody in the Dancing with the Stars Tour was on the Grin Doctor. Yes, Big Fatty, a whore. I think it was probably Ezra. You know, he's gay as a giggle. Anyway, y'all, so here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Y'all, my boiled peanuts, they're delicious. That pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Pants, I just realized that last year at this time, I was finishing doing podcasts that when you took the first letter of all the words, it read, Happy Cake Corner Day to me, I think. And dang, I can't believe a year has gone by. I'm kind of driving. I mean, I'm driving, but I got to tell you the story. So Smelly, I drive his pickup because it's a older, 2014 or 16 or 18 F-150. And I drive it to put miles on it instead of my car. Cause like this thing has 89,251 miles. But before I started reporting to an office almost 10 months ago, it probably had a lot less. Let's just say I probably put 25 miles a day on this car. Anyway, so he pays for the gas in it. And I put gas in my own car, whatever. But anyway, he pays for the gas for this. And if you click this little down arrow button or whatever, because he's been gone since the first Saturday in February, it says distance to empty, 36 miles. So I'm probably like 6 miles from home. Tomorrow I have to drive 10 miles to the office. And then I have to drive another 2 miles to the airport. We're going to leave his car there tomorrow on Thursday. And then he flies in on Friday night around 7 o'clock. But we're going to be at the dinner theater. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, so we're going to be at the dinner theater like 20 miles south of Sioux Falls. And so he's just going to, you know, after being gone for 3 weeks, go home to the cats or whatever, which is perfect. Anyway, so I said, oh my God. And then you'll get in your car and it will be like 12 miles to empty and the airport's like 11 miles from the house. So like perfect. You'll have like a mile to spare and you can go to your favorite gas station. Oh, I'm such a giver.
Dear,
Woodhaven.
Oh, dear. I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And a giver indeed. A giver and a taker. I don't know where I was going with that, but always lovely to hear from you, and I'm sure that when all of that occurred more than a month ago, that it was quite the story. So anyway, just keep on trucking, I guess. Big Freddy, say that again. Well, I'm running out of time.
Big Freddy, it's Scotty Ozzy Butler here, and just thought I'd take a moment to call in and reminisce. After 3 days of amazing new Apple products coming out, of which I'm sure I'm going to buy one of them, every day I was thinking of Archer and just wondering what he'd be saying. And of course, he would literally buy one of everything. And yeah, it's sad that he's gone too soon. Okay, well, thanks for calling. And are you going to throw away your rubbish MacBook Air and get a MacBook Neo? Maybe that should have been a so-so question. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty, and Scotty
Woodhaven.
Scotty, thank you for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely we'll count that as a so-so question. The answer is no. No, I will not be buying a neon Apple snack computer. No, those are like for children. Big Fatty, so why aren't you dear Gussie, so why aren't you getting one? Well, because I like my little one that I've got right now. Oh, okay. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Like I say, I'm recording this prior to going to the dancing, and Granny's going to be over here at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and he's going to be all gussied up, and I think it's just going to be a lovely time. Don't think I have anything else to say, so I'll just say that at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, and Calvin, how do you celebrate today?
I'm sure it's probably Poodle McNoodle's favorite cake.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he and I get together and we have some springtime surprise.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.